the station to Kupola PCS follow-up.
And go ahead for Kupola PCS.
Hey, good morning. Just letting you know, when I arrived, the signature I observed was as soon as I opened up the lid, the BIOS screen flashed and then it remained there for a few minutes. I waited, did a restart, and then now it appears to be nominally connected. Does everything look good on your end?
And yes, it does look good on our end. Thank you for checking.
Welcome. Just let any of us know if you need anything else.
Will do. Thanks.
Console station on 2 for MSL removal.
Good morning, Mike. We are with you on 2. We have that field of view, and it's a good one. And by the way, you are good in step 3.2 and 3.5.
Copy. You have a good field of view in 3.2 and 3.5. We have a go. I look forward to working with you this morning. Please feel free to jump in and interrupt or help us get through this so we can get it done in time. And all good things must come to an end, so it's kind of a bittersweet day here for the MSL.
Mike, we're really looking forward to working with you as well. You will be the last astronaut to touch MSL before this decommission, so we're excited to be working with you.
Station Houston, space to ground 2 for EDIVA.
Houston, I am with you. Go ahead.
Yeah, we are calling to let you know that we're about 10 minutes out from taking down the potable water bus for an EDIVA fill. We just wanted to give you a last call opportunity to fill up any drink bags. Let us know when you are ready for us to take down the bus.
Control.
Console station on 2 for MSL.
We're with you on 2.
Okay, just real quick, if you can help me understand the difference between step 4.1.1 and 4.1.3.
We're with you on 2. Sorry about that delay. These are repeat steps, so you can just perform 4.1.1 and then 4.1.2.
Okay, thanks. I thought maybe I was missing something, but I can say that the gas bottle valve, HVG1, and the supply valve, HVG4, are both closed and torqued to 31 inch pounds.
Hey, copy all. This is a good config, and yes, this is just a miss on our end.
No worries. I want to be helpful today and every day, so thank you for your help. Appreciate it. Moving on to step 4.2.
We copy 4.2. And we copy the wave.
Console station on 2 for quick synchronization.
We're ready on 2.
Okay. I think you've been following along nicely. If there's anything you need to see along the way, just let us know, of course. I'm on step 4.6, and the launch lock washers are not able to move freely, so there's a nice if block there, and I'll go to the tool page and get that. So just synchronizing and continuing.
We copy you're executing the if block in 4.6. We'll be following along. We copy that thumbs up, Mike.
Station Houston, Space Ground 2 for Johnny at your convenience.
Houston, Johnny 2. Ready, copy.
Hey, Johnny, we got your crew note about you deployed new JSB 5581. We were tracking that was already deployed on GMT 290. We just wanted to get a double check with you if that was indeed the serial number of that JSB.
Yeah, you beat me to the punch. I was going to let you all know. So this, I can ask my crewmates to maybe get some background information, but this is what I observed. So we needed a new dry JSB, and I went to the JSB pantry, and the first one that was available was JSB 5581. I noticed that it was scrunched in there, and that the word dry was already pre-written on it, which gave me the hint that it was previously deployed. So with that data, my best guesstimate is that it was full of dry trash, and then probably used as filler for step 6 in the step 600 series to fill the nooks and crannies within Cygnus. That's my best guess. Happy to go around and ask my crewmates, but I suspect maybe there are some pieces to this story that are made of transmitted over the past couple weeks. Over.
Copy, Johnny. Stand by. Hey, Johnny. Yeah, thanks for that great description. And, yeah, talking with ISO, we don't think you need to ask around your crewmates to get a little more information. We think we have the data down here.
Okay. Copy that. Now let me know if you need anything else.
Will do. Thank you.
Houston Station on 2.
Go ahead. I'll like with you on 2.
I'm ready to perform procedure 2.735 with the value of deionated water from PWD, and I have the value of serial number 1485. The value is empty, and I have completed step number 2 and 3.1.
Okay, Oleg, that is a good number for the EDITHA. We expect an offload time of 27, that's 27 minutes. And with you reporting the EDITHA empty, you are go.
Copy, and estimated offloaded time is 27 minutes.
Agreed.
Mike Kunzel's with you on 2. Thank you for that view and that big smile. We copy the thumbs up, and that was a good view.
Soul Station on 2. I think we're ready for step number 6.
We concur, and we're about a minute and 40 seconds away from a handover. I just want to let you know that currently your stow note says that we'll be putting everything, excluding that core facility, into the hardware JSB, serial number 5584. We weren't expecting that all of these other ORUs will fit into one JSB, so however you need to, you're welcome to divvy them up. Just let us know the serial number of the JSB and what is in each of them. I'll copy. Copy the thumbs up.
Houston Station on Space Ground 2.
Go ahead, Oleg.
Water transferring has completed, and I'm ready to go to step number 6.
Oleg, we concur. You are go to start the teardown.
Perfect. Houston on 2, I have completed step number 6 and 7.1. And transfer hose is disconnected from PWD and system bypass valve back to rehydration station.
Thank you, Oleg. That is a good config.
Thank you.
Station Houston, Space Ground 2 for PWD.
Station 2, go ahead.
Hey, just want to let you know that PWD and XPWD are both available for use.
Hey, we have water. Thank you so much.
Mike, we copy that thumbs up and the flex. Mike Hunsel's with you on 2, and we're following along. No worries about those handles. They were mostly to be installed for ease when removing it, so you can just remove those per the procedure.
Full station on 2 for MSL decommissioning.
We're with you on 2.
Great. First off, thank you very much for understanding what I was trying to show you in the picture. My hands are a little bit full. I don't know, that thing must weigh like 300 or 400 pounds, yet it feels like light as a feather up here. But in any case, yeah, those handles, the holes were not in the same spot as the handle spot, so they were not very helpful, and you recognize that right away. So, but up here we don't need those handles to move it around, so we're in very good shape, ready for step number 7.
We copy all, and thanks for that information with the handles. I'm trying to get better at mind reading, so thank you for being on my team, and we concur going step 7.
Oh, yes, I think you probably have a master's in mind reading so far, and my mind is really hard to read because I don't even know what's up there sometimes. Thank you.
Hunsel's with you on 2, Mike. Can we copy that view?
Here, Hunsel. This is Station Space to Ground 2. Thank you. We copy, and we're making good progress. Wanted to give you a quick update back on JSPs and TMM end cone, if you have a second and ready to copy about some stowage.
We concur, we're moving along nicely, and we are ready to copy.
Okay, so first off, I think the core facility is supposed to go to the TMM end cone. My good friend Kimia-san, colleague and crewmate, he was just there, and he said, no way, no how. That it won't, it will not easily fit in, or hardly fit into the PMM end cone. It is getting very crowded in PMM. So that's one piece of information. The other one is, he kindly brought 2 brand new hardware JSBs, and I think we're going to be, hard-pressed to get the three big things in that we need to into hardware JSPs. And I owe you which goes into where, but the two hardware JSPs we will be working with are 5493 and 5494.
Mike, we copy all, and we'll begin scratching our head for the core facility location. Thank you for that information. And we copy those two JSPs. Thank you.
Okay, and yeah, I still owe you at the end what went into what JSP, and make sure I'll make sure, but you can double check, make sure that we do that. That way, you have good CG measurements and good mass properties. In the meantime, I'm going to continue on with step number 8.
We copy all and concur, starting in step number 8.
Full station on 2 for stowage.
We're with you on 2.
Yes, the vacuum gas system water pump package, that is in JSP 5494, and that's all the hardware stowage, that's all the JSP can hold, so it is uniquely there.
We copy.
And that's full station on 2 for more stowage.
We're ready for more stowage.
Yes, the gas supply, MSL gas supply unit, is in 5493. And we just took out the facility control unit, I believe, and that should also fit in 5493. We'll give you a confirmation when we're done.
We copy all, and as for more information about that core facility, we can get you a better answer during business hours, so if you're able to temp stow it somewhere, we can give you a call later in the day.
Yes, we have it on lab deck 4, and it's just hanging out there nicely, and we will happily put it where you ask us to later on in the day.
We copy. And is this location convenient? Is it in the way at all?
No, but we can make it that way if you want. No, it's off to the side. People can do everything they should be able to do today, including the CVIS. So we should be just A-okay for at least temporarily, so a few days maximum, but it should be fine.
Copy. Thank you. We just want to make sure everyone's happy up there.
Oh, and we want to make sure, and we wake up every morning to so that you all are happy with our work, too. So thank you. Nice working with you. That's full station on 2 for MSL.
We're with you on 2.
Okay. We've done all the removal work. The cover is closed. I'd like to work with you a little bit more on stowage and putting things where they need to go, and then I'd like to have a few words in honor of our fantastic material science laboratory. First things first, though, is we tried to get the other two boxes into JSP 5493, and the other two boxes are the electronics unit and the one that came right before that. I'll remember its name in a second. And neither one of those, that would be the control unit, neither one of those fit together. None of I can't get any, so we have four units. It's going to take four JSPs. I tried different creative ways of getting them into a JSP, and it just didn't work. So that's not to say that those JSPs will be completely filled. There's other smaller hardware, I'm sure, that comes along with space station that will fit, but just not these four boxes. I'll copy.
We copy all. So we will need four JSPs for all four units.
That's it in a nutshell. And we already gave you two of the JSP numbers and what's in them, and we'll get you two more JSPs and tell you which units went into which JSP.
We copy all, and we're wondering what the current deployed hardware JSP is. We're tracking it's 5584.
I do not know. I'll come back from the PMM and tell you. I think we had a discussion with Johnny about that earlier today, so we'll get you the latest and greatest scoop on that. Never mind. I'll think of it in a second. Yes, well, and I'll let you know how much is in the current hardware JSP and what its number is.
We copy all. Thank you.
Huntsville Station for stowage.
Go for Huntsville.
Okay. JSB 5493, we talked about that before. I just wanted to be complete. It's about 50% full, so if the ISOs and payload stowage want to put other hardware in there, they can. It just can be smaller things, not bigger things. The same thing for the power supply unit, and the same thing for the facility control unit. They just all can't fit in the same JSB. They're going to need separate ones, but other hardware can eventually go in there if that's what you all want. Secondly, I was supposed to come back and let you know the current hardware JSB is 5584. It is 85% full and can take other hardware, but just not the MSL hardware we have today. I'll copy.
We copy all, Mike, and we're wondering what the other two serial numbers are of those hardware JSBs. We are currently tracking 5493 and 5494.
I just got up two brand new ones. That was the next thing. Your mind reading certificate is doing so well today. We have 5506, and I will put the MSL power supply unit in 5506, and then the other one is 5507, and that is the future home, so to speak, for the facility control unit.
We copy all, and do you have an estimate of the percentage full that this equipment will make those two JSBs?
You are really good today. Yes, 50% for 5506 and 40% 5507, and those are percentages full.
We copy all. We are working our own mind reading in the room. Thanks for letting us know everything.
Okay, and that is my intent to let you know as much as I know. So if I'm missing anything or if you have further questions, please do not hesitate to ask.
Yeah. We've got nothing else at the moment. You have left speechless.
Well, that'll be good because for the next 10 to 15 minutes, I'll be putting everything away, and then I'll have some final comments. And again, pleasure working with you all this morning. Good job, and thanks for coming in early on a holiday weekend on a Monday.
It's always our pleasure, Mike. Thanks for being such a good crew member to work with.
Let's hold station on 2 for a quick OH question.
We're with you on 2.
I'm going through step number 9, and I'm putting everything back kind of where we got it from. And that step number 9 is very handy, by the way. And thanks for not just leaving it all in a stowage note. That makes things go faster. My question is, I have two MSL gas supply handles, and I'm trying to figure out where they should go.
We're checking. Mike comes back with you on 2. Those gas supply handles should go back to stowage tray 2.
Yeah, I sure appreciate the assist, and sorry if I missed it.
No worries. That was a miss on our part. That's not in the list here.
That's full station 2 for stowage.
We're with you on 2.
Yeah, we are almost done here. So the last JSB I think we talked about was 5506. And inside, we have the power supply unit. And I made a bad or mistaken estimate. What's left is maybe 5%. You can put in a few small things, but other than that, it's practically full.
The copy 5506 has a PSU and only 5% left.
So, International Space Station, Space to Ground 2, for a few words if we have time.
We always have time for you, Mike. Go ahead.
So I'd like to first just say that everything is put away. We still have a temporary stow on the core facility, but everything else is put away. I think we're in synchronization and reading each other's minds and have good notes for where everything ended up today. So thank you. So do you have any further questions? Anything pop up in the past 10 or 15 minutes?
We have nothing further with the procedure. We did have a final photo request from the MSL team. It's a little unique, so we've sent you an email with all the details, but that's all we have.
Okay. Should I read that email right now, or should I give a few words in salute to the team?
You can go ahead and give some words to the team, and you can read that email at your convenience.
Okay. Stand by one. And Huntsville Station on Space to Ground 2 with a few words about the Material Science Research Track and the Material Science Lab.
Go ahead, Mike.
Yeah, today is a bittersweet day aboard the International Space Station in that we're kind of sad because we started out the decommissioning of the Marshall Space Flight Center Designed Material Science Research Rack, the MSRR facility. We started today by working with the Material Science Lab MSL decommissioning. And so that's kind of the bitter part. But the sweet part is that a lot of really good science done, and it was cooperative science from across the planet. So to all of our colleagues at ESA and across the United States, led by the Marshall Space Flight Center, thank you. Thank you for your hard work. To all you engineers, scientists, technicians, administrative folks, everyone on the team, this was a great project, a great program. It's been around since 2009. It's time to retire. And thank you very much. We really appreciate your work, and we appreciate your contributions to science. And it's this kind of science that's going to really help us as we go on to Moon and Mars and the rest of the solar system. So thank you. You've done a great job.
Thank you for those very kind words, Mike. I know the PD team will love to hear this, and we'll pass it along to everyone who spent countless hours and time working on MSL and MSRR. The copy your thumbs up.
Thank you for your kind words. And with that, I think it's time for lunch.
Good for her, Mike. And before you go, we wanted to circle back on your crew note for the Jeans in Space Wanted poster. We are not tracking any major moves from that JLP AF2 Delta location. So just for your awareness, we're going to go back to our drawing board.
Okay. And we all have blind spots, and we were just talking about it the other day as a crew. Getting a second pair of eyes sometimes really makes the difference. So up here, we'll get a second pair of eyes to go help us find it. I'm sure it's there. It didn't go anywhere as far as we can possibly imagine, but that's why I kind of asked that question. Maybe it was in a different 2.0 CTV, and that CTV got moved, but apparently not much has gotten moved, so it's got to be there, and we'll find it. So thanks for the help with that. It's really great working with you all.
Absolutely. Go get some lunch. It was great working with you.
And with your kind permission, if you don't mind, we'll remove the lab camera to its nominal situational awareness location.
No concerns from Huntsville. You're going to move that camera back.
Full station, Space to Ground 2 for Constance.
And Constance is with you.
Oh, yes, you are. Read the email. The answer is, oh, yes, please.
Oh, goodness, Mike. I was expecting you would be excited about this. I just could not get the words together. So thank you for being all in. And we copied the double thumbs up.
Station on 2 for Total Organic Carbon Analyzer, TOCA.
Mike, great to be talking with you.
Rob Hayhurst.
Yes, sir. Hey, for TOCA, we can confirm 1 and 2 are complete, and you are go to step in step 3.
Copy. Go to step. Hear your voice to work with you. We've been working together, and our family spent time to hear you.
Station Houston, Space Ground 2, comp check.
Houston, Space Station on Space Ground 2, loud and clear.
Hey, Mike, we're getting you a little bit glitchy, a little bit intermittent. We're checking our config on the ground. Just want to let you know that we're having a little bit of a glitch. And your last comp, I could tell you're saying some happy words, but didn't get them all, but I appreciate it.
Okay, yes, I said words about you, Rob Hayhurst, and great working with you, sir. Great to hear your voice.
Thanks, Becky. And I'm going to call you on 3 just to check home there.
Station Houston on Space to Ground 2 for Mike and Robot. I see you floating over. Step 1 of your robot procedure is complete. You are go to pick up in step 2.
Thank you very much. I was just about to ask you, and welcome aboard. How great to hear you, and welcome aboard to Orbit 2. Looking forward to working with you all this afternoon. Our afternoon, your morning. Thanks for coming in.
Thank you. Great to be here. Did you get a haircut?
Self-induced, but yes, I'm within regulations.
All right. Good looking head and good front flip there. 10 out of 10.
Sensation, space to ground 2. Quick comm check.
We got you loud and clear on 2. How me?
Fantastic. We were having a ratty comm earlier today when the last time I called, so I just wanted to make sure we were all clear now. I have a few Cygnus stowage questions for ISO, if available.
They are available and eager to support.
We are eager to help and support also. I'm on Cygnus Cargo Ops, step 244.01, and I just got a handover from Johnny Kim. And this step, the essence is to fill up the Cygnus 23 forward starboard /4 with various things that we can. So getting this corner filled. The problem is that the corner's not so accessible because we have CTVs that are where they're supposed to be, but they're also kind of in the way. So here they are, just to let you know what I'm looking at when I'm inside Cygnus. We have 8.0 CTV and F2-1, and that's 8.0 CTV 5104. In an adjacent deck, we have 10.0 CTV 1013. And then in that corner itself, we see a half CTV 5022. I'm happy to leave any of those there or move them, but it's I can't access that particular corner. And I think pretty much all the corners are all kind of filled up, which means we're kind of caught up to the system. Over.
Can we copy all? We copy your question. Give us just a minute to think about it, and I'll get back to you.
No worries. I'll read the stow track for a while and stand by. Thank you.
Station Houston on Space to Ground 2 for Mike and Cygnus Cargo Ops.
Very Cygnus on Space to Ground 2, ready to receive.
Hey, Mike. We are trying to solve your stowage woes right now, and we've got a question for you. The 8.0 CTB that you reported in F2-1, you said was serial number 5104. And we're having trouble locating that in our system. So can you confirm that serial number for us?
Right. Yeah, I wrote that down in the dark, and who knows. So let me double-check that. That was the one that was in F2-1 because I unstrapped it to make sure I had the label right. So let me go double-check and get back to you.
Thank you.
And back with you on Space to Ground 2 for Cygnus.
Go ahead on 2.
I apologize for my transposition. It's the 5014.
5014. Okay, we'll take a look. And please give us a couple more minutes. Copy your thumbs up.
No worries. And just to be absolutely clear, I misspoke a little bit earlier when I called them corners. I think you called them standoffs in the stowage stow track. So apologies for the imprecise words and transpositions.
Oh, now we get it. Oh, thanks. We understood perfectly. Station Houston on Space Ground 2 for Mike and Cygnus Stowage. Station Houston on Space Ground 2 for Mike and Cygnus Stowage.
Station 2 for Cygnus Cargo.
With you on 2.
We have reached a point in stow track where we are out of JSBs from the 500 series that we are able to load. We have no more full dry or wet trash ready to go. We're rolling in hardware JSBs. Would we be able to fill locations where it's called out for whole JSB with just foam?
Checking.
I'm looking at step 244, for example.
Zena, give us just a minute to look into that for you. While I've got you, I've got an answer for some questions that Mike brought up about trying to get into one of the areas in PMM, if you're ready to copy.
I'm ready to copy.
All right. He found an 8.0 CTB, serial number 5014, that was in the way. and we eventually want it to be where it's at right now, where we found it. However, we were tracking that it was actually in PMM 1, overhead 1. And so we are happy for you to either just move that out of the way or put it back in PMM to clear up that space. We've got two more for you. Second one, there was a half CTB, serial number 5022. We were expecting to be in Cygnus starboard 3_23. And the final one, a 10.0 CTB, serial number 1013. We're happy for you to just temp that, or temp stow that out of the way so that you can access the standoffs.
Okay, copy. The comment about 10.01013 makes sense. Totally get that. We can temp stow it. Not totally sure I have the full story, but I will get with Mike and make sure that these answers make sense to him. Was 8.05014 in Cygnus already? And if so, do you have a step I could look at?
It was in Cygnus, might still be in Cygnus, and that was step 244.01.
Okay, copy. I will look into that.
And a quick clarification, that step 244.01, Mike called when he was in that step saying that these CTBs were in his way.
Copy. Let me see what I can track down. Then Houston Station on 2, just a quick search in stow track. I'm looking at step 196, which has us relocate 8.0 CTB 5014 from Cygnus forward 3_1 to Cygnus forward 2_1. And that was completed by Johnny on GMT 301. So at least for our stow track, it should be in Cygnus already.
Hey, Tina, thank you for that. We copy and we'll look into it.
Houston Station on 2. I'll be ready when you are for a scene voice check.
Christina, we copy. Please stand by for just a minute.
Robin, standing by.
Station Houston on Space to Ground 2 for Xena and scene check.
Scene 2.
Hey, Xena, that is a good view and no need for a comm check because we're just going to be doing this over Space to Ground 2.
That's even easier. Wonderful. And hello and goodbye. Thank you.
Station Houston on Space to Ground 2 for Mike and Timeline.
Houston, Johnny on 2. I can relay the message for Mike.
All right. Johnny, the activity scheduled for you right now on your timeline, you are go in step 2.2, and we are currently experiencing some KU blockage.
You got me. 2.2 is a go, and we confirm that equalization is complete in work.
Good read back.
Houston Station on 2. Node 1 aft hatch open.
And we copy. Give us a second. We'll give you a heads up when you're go for 2.5.
Standing by.
Station Houston on Space to Ground 2 for Mike and Timeline.
Set for Timeline.
Hey, Mike, you are go for step 2.5.
Sure. Houston Station on 2, step 2.7 is complete.
We copy. Thanks, Mike.
That'll be a service.
Station Houston on Space to Ground 2 for any available crew and crewnet.
Head on 2 for crew net.
All right, crew. We would like to reboot the CN server to try and fix CloudNet, but when we do it, it's going to incur a approximately 3-minute crewnet outage, and then we can check if our connections come back afterwards. Are you go for that now?
Yes, we are. Thank you. Please let us know when we can try after the reboot.
In work, we'll let you know. Station Houston on Space to Ground 2 for any available crew and networks.
Miss you on 2.
All right, our server reboot is complete, so CrewNet should be back online, and at your convenience, we'd appreciate a check of CloudNet to see if Ops products are loading.
Hey, Mike is taking a look. Thanks.
And we see Mike seeing us.
Okay, Houston Station, we, both Mike and I, have tried accessing Optimus with CloudNet, and no joy, we're getting the checking access spinny wheel, but it's been like that for a little over a minute.
Bummer. Well, thank you for the data point. We'll keep scratching our heads.
Anytime.
Houston Station on 2, you should see SSC 17 back on line, and somehow it's power cord had come out, so it's back in and looking good.
All right, we copy. Thanks for the status, Mike.
This is Station 2, follow-up for SSC 5. It was restarted and appears to be working normally. Let me know if you need anything else.
All right, it looks good. Thanks, Johnny. Station Houston on Space to Ground 2 for any available crew and CloudNet.
Radio 2.
Hey, Zena, we think we may have diagnosed the problem with CrewNet today, CloudNet today. We had a file that we found was misnamed CloudNet instead of CloudNet. And so we have changed the name and re-uploaded it. And so we think if you reboot your iPads, whenever they resync, everything should be working.
That is actually hilarious. And we'll go.
Thank you.
Station 2 for CloudNet.
Go ahead on 2.
Rebooted my tablet and am able to log into Optimus on CloudNet. So I kind of want a network named CloudNet now.
That is fantastic. Thank you so much for the help.
Anytime, and great work to whoever figured that out. Thanks for the fix.
Station Houston on Space to Ground 2 for all available crew and crew choice event. We would actually like to do this on Space to Ground 4, if you wouldn't mind switching over.